we've actually talked quite a bit about the role that religion will play, at least in the primary votes among GOP voters, evangelical Christians for sure. But there are also two Mormon candidates seeking the nomination for president, and that's obviously going to be a factor. The reason we know that and can say for sure is because there's a Gallup poll supporting it. The Gallup poll found that 22%, more than one out of five American voters, say they will not be able to bring themselves to vote for a Mormon candidate. And the evangelical base that Mitt Romney needs to clinch the nomination, those are the very people who are most fearful of the Mormon Church, and some of them even say Mormons are not true Christians. So the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints obviously thinks this may be a problem of perception.
I'm a musician. I'm a physics professor. I am a father. I am a grandfather with 17 grandkids. I play with lasers. And I'm a Mormon.
That's one of the ads that the church has broadcast all around the nation. And that's not a candidate you're listening to there, but a regular person, Professor Norman Tolk, trying to relay a message to the American people that, yes, he is Mormon, but he's also just like everybody else. And Norman joins us now. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
You are not a paid spokesperson for the Mormon Church.
Absolutely correct.
How were you chosen then? How did they approach you?
I'm not entirely sure. It's through acquaintances or through people that they knew. I, of course, am very active and very much a part of the church, but I'm, as you say, not an official spokesman.
So let me ask you, this Gallup poll saying 22% of Americans would not be able to bring themselves to vote for a Mormon candidate. What do you think is the cause of that? Do you think there's a misconceptions about the Mormon faith? Do you think people don't understand it well enough, and that's what's causing that disconnect?
Yes, I believe that. I think you've characterized it very well. I think Mormons believe that, or that people who are not Mormons believe that they are insular and that that they perhaps are not well educated. Mormons in general are very well educated, and they are in fact involved politically over the entire political spectrum, as a matter of fact. And it's clear that that's the case because you have such people as Harry Reid, Mitt Romney, and John Huntsman, all belonging to the same church, the Mormon Church. One of the purposes of the ads are to bring out the fact that Mormons are ethnically and racially highly diverse, and that's definitely the case. I guess people don't understand that more than half the membership of the church, which is in excess of about 14 million people, live outside the United States.
Well, let me ask you, though, Norman, can you understand why people might interpret these ads to be political in nature? Because there are two GOP candidates who are both Mormons running for the presidential nomination, these ads, in some people's eyes at least, could be seen as political ads, as supporting a vote for either Mitt Romney or John Huntsman.
I believe that, and I can understand why some people might believe that and see it, but from my point of view, I think the church has a larger perspective than simply one political cycle. There's been a strong tradition from the 1970s of the Mormons being involved somewhat in the media to change and to enhance people's perception of the truth about Mormonism in the Mormon Church. There are many people, particularly evangelicals, who believe that members of the church or the church itself is not truly a Christian church, which I know for a fact is just not the case. It is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And that's the church of which Norman Tolk is a member. He appears in one of these ads that we're talking about here. Norman Tolk, professor of physics also at Vanderbilt University. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're joined now by Wes Kosova, Washington editor for Bloomberg Business Week. How much has the Mormon Church invested into these ads?
They've spent in about 2011 $4.6 million to run the I'm a Mormon ads, and there are several of them, 7,899 times.
Wes, how do they get around being seen as simply a super PAC airing ads that support a candidate? Why does these ads coming from the Mormon Church not qualify as political?
Well, I think as Mr. Tolk said, you know, these ads aren't necessarily overtly political. In no way do they mention a candidate or try to take a position on any issue. And, you know, we see a lot of these kind of ads that really skirt the line. Maybe they don't mention a candidate, but they make it so clear what they're after. this ad is something different. And I don't think that you necessarily think that they are trying to get people to vote for Romney or for Huntsman, rather than to say, if you're looking at these candidates, you shouldn't feel as though they are somehow different, that these are just normal Americans, the kind of people you know, your friends and neighbors. And so it's really just, I think, designed to make people feel like if you were to be voting for one of them, that they're not going to be something that you think that they're not.
And we're speaking with Wes Kosova of Bloomberg Businessweek. And yet, Wes, these ads sound very different than those that they were airing. Norman says they've been doing this for a long time, but these ads used to sound very different. Take a listen.
When suffering, we may in fact be nearer to God than we've ever been in our entire lives. That knowledge can turn every such situation into a would-be temple.
That ad sounds very much like a Christian proselytizing. They're talking about the faith and the tenets of the faith itself. These new ads are very different.
That's right. And what they've done for years, playing these ads aimed at people who are looking for a faith, maybe don't have one, or feeling confused, and they say turn to the church. And they're proselytizing, which is one of the missions of the Mormon Church. These are different because what they're trying to do is make you feel better about Mormons themselves. And then the people who, in the election, of course, who would most benefit from that would be Mr. Romney and Mr. Huntsman. And so they've been running them during the campaign. It's a different kind of message. And while not overtly political, they certainly are taking place in the context of a campaign that would benefit two candidates. And I don't think the church is saying vote for Romney and vote for Huntsman, although it would benefit them and not the other candidates.
It could. If the ads work the way that it sounds like they're intended, it could benefit one or both of them. That's Wes Kosova, Washington editor for Bloomberg Businessweek. And we spoke earlier with a man featured in one of those ads, Norman Tolk, a professor of physics at Vanderbilt University. Thanks so much, Wes.
Sure thing.